This is JIS News. Coming up, World Health Organization declares Zika virus a global emergency. U.S. government pledges to provide energy security assistance to Jamaica, and more Jamaicans to receive support under the Land Administration and Management Program. The news in detail after this message.
Motorists who've been affected by bad gas are being encouraged to register a complaint with the Consumer Affairs Commission. Complaints must be related to petrol purchased within the last 60 days and should include the following: name, address and contact numbers, receipt of petrol purchased or date and place of purchase, a detailed report from mechanic or dealer outlining the problem and corrective action taken, photographs of the work being carried out, receipts of repairs and any other related costs. For details, contact the Consumer Affairs Commission at 906-5425, 906-8568 or send an email to info@cac.gov.jm.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZikV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The World Health Organization, WHO, has announced that the rapid spread of the Zika virus in the Americas is an extraordinary event that merits being declared an international emergency. The agency convened an emergency meeting of independent experts on Monday to assess the outbreak after noting a suspicious link between Zika's arrival in Brazil last year and a surge in the number of babies born with abnormally small heads. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says although there was no definitive proof that the Zika virus spread by the Aedes aegypti mosquito is responsible for the birth defects, the level of alarm is extremely high. The last such public health emergency was declared for the 2014 Ebola outbreak in West Africa, which killed more than 11,000 people. WHO says there could be up to 4 million Zika virus cases in the Americas in the next year. In the meantime, the Health Ministry continues its island-wide vector control activities and is urging all Jamaicans to destroy mosquito breeding sites and protect themselves from mosquito bites. Deputy Assistant Secretary in the U.S. Department of State Juan Gonzalez has pledged his country's commitment to providing energy security assistance to Jamaica. He's lauding Jamaica for strengthening its economy by doing what is required to attract investments from the U.S. and other parts of the world. The Deputy Assistant Secretary, who has responsibility for Central America and the Caribbean, says the U.S. is looking to strengthen cooperation with the region and take advantage of the successes being experienced by Jamaica and other countries.
What we've been able to do successfully is, with the work of the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, we are trying to use $300 million in investment. We're trying to actually leverage the growth of the private sector and in the United States and in Jamaica to actually work together to expand those diverse sources.
Deputy Assistant Secretary Gonzalez was speaking at a press conference at the U.S. Embassy in St. Andrew recently. More Jamaicans are set to receive support under the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, governing provisions available under LAMP has been revised to allow greater access by landowners to a grant facility of over $90 million. The announcement was made by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller during the handing over of more than 150 land titles to residents in Linstead, St. Catherine on Friday. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the changes will allow increased access to funds as the stipulations are now more flexible, so residents of all LAMP project parishes can access the financial assistance they need. Access to funds provided by the Development Bank of Jamaica was previously only available to about 2,000 landowners in St. Catherine, Manchester, Clarendon, and St. Elizabeth, who made partial payments on their applications for titles but were unable to complete payments. And 12 teachers of Rousseau Primary School in St. Andrew have been trained in cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, asthma management, and pediatric first aid under the Health Promoting Schools program. The training program, sponsored by the National Health Fund, NHF, was conducted at the school over a five-day period. Facilitator and master trainer from St. John Ambulance, Linford Edwards, says the course includes treatment for wounds, bleeding, fractures, how to treat with asthmatics and burn victims, as well as proper use of bandages and slings.
All early childhood educators to be at the highest standard when it comes to first aid, because students receive the injuries and so forth, they are the first on site. And if they know what to do, then it would be much easier when they go by the medical facility.
Rousseau Primary has a population of over 1,200 students. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.